Jim Bob Lips.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm sure you want to do this for a long time.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
you
one?
We are.
Go.
We're saying what we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. Let's just go everywhere, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Hello there, and good evening, everybody. This here is Miss Cleo. I am your head hostess, and tonight alongside of me, we've got Jim Bob Lips. How you doing, Jim Bob? Okay, I just changed between like 10 different accents. But we got Jim Bob here. How you doing?
Apparently, you want to host this show by yourself right now, because I know no Jim Bob. I know
okay.
No Jimbo.
Hey, you got to face the facts.
My name is James, or it's Lips. Call me one of them, or I won't say nothing.
Look, I hate to break this to you, but you're the one that got drunk last night. Well, of course I missed it, and you were talking smack, and it came out. So you got to live with it, home slice. I hate to break this to you.
It did not come out. Thanks to that, it came out because I was talking about my weekend. And that my brother-in-law told their dog to keep an eye after me and told them the name that he called me, which is not a name that I go by anymore. And
Jimmy?
I refuse to go by it.
You
I am not
okay.
Jimmy. My-
In all fairness, you do not look like a Jimmy. You look like a James, but it's too much fun because, you know, Joe's father, I think his name's James.
Uh-huh.
They all call him Jim, but I call him Jimmy. And I always say it, Jimmy, Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to be Jimmy. I told
well,
you earlier, I changed,
answer,
I told you earlier,
answer,
I changed your name in my phone to Jim Bob Lips.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to have a vote of the audience that I feel he should rename his show, On Air with Jim Bob Lips. I think it's sketchy.
I think not. I disagree with that. I will not do it.
I think it's utterly fantastic. And the fact that you're getting pissed off right now is, I should forewarn you, it just drives me even further. I'm sorry, but it does.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard Miss Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's All That. It's here. Miss Karen Ashley from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Yellow Ranger Aisha, will be here shortly.
Why are you causing trouble?
I am not going to. I can't think of the words. Like, oh my God.
Honey, get your ass hairs out of the uproar that they're in and just relax, Jimmy. I'm just kidding.
Jimbo, what's cracking? I'm crack-a-lacking with it.
I'm not going to say who, but I will tell you, James, that I did get a group text message today from a certain cast member.
From Daisy.
That,
you did not. You listened to the show last night. That's what had happened.
No, actually, it was during our my and Karen's morning meeting that she filled me in about what went down last night. And I was in stitches. I don't know how long it's been since I laughed that hard. Like, she was just going over what happened, how he got drunk and with, like, three different people, and then the dog. Like, his only job was to watch the dog, and he almost killed it. Like, it was just fantastical. I could not stop laughing. And
well,
I was like,
I was
yep, that's...
And I thought it was the greatest thing ever. And I just need to know, Jimbo, how's it hanging today? How are we doing?
He's not going to answer.
Why not?
Expect me to answer. You will call me either James or Liv. Jimbo sounds like a guy with three teeth who mated with his cousin.
Well, okay. How about Jimmy Lou? You like? Can you compromise with me? How about Jimmy Lou?
No. I will not compromise.
How about Jimmy Pout? You got them lips, Jimmy. They're pouting. Jimmy pout.
I'm actually smiling right now. Like, this is, that's how irritated I am. I'm smiling.
Wow. Okay. Okay, Jimmy, pout. How does your violence work? What do you want to do right now and to whom?
Do what?
What do you want to do right now and to whom and how? Tell me about this violence, Jimmy Pout.
Oh, my thing on Facebook where I said, do you ever get the urge to just punch someone in the face? Yeah, it's just the mood that I'm in right now. Like, I've been in this mood for, like, the last hour and a half, where I just want to punch someone in the face.
I don't care
who.
That because I live permanently in that mood. Really, Jimmy Blitzex,
right?
And that is how I feel.
Did you just call him Jimmy Blitzex?
I did. Because
I understand,
Jimbo Chapstick, how you feel. Because your name is James in Nature, and you veer off with those lips of yours that are just so delectable and luscious. And I understand. Because we can't call you luscious lips. That's just too charming. And people will stampede the chat room phone lines. We can't do that. Therefore, we have to call you, like, I don't know, Jimbo Campofonique. Or, I mean, you know, something ridiculous, just so people know. Don't flood our phone lines, folks, just because you have, you know, lust for lips.
Girl, are you on the Adderall again? Because I'm about to start calling you Adderall.
No, because I hear it makes you skinny.
No.
Mm-mm. Adderall. Oh, my God. We talked about that last night, too.
Yeah, everybody in Vegas does Adderall. And I didn't understand until I went to the pool last weekend. And everybody told me about it. It's everywhere. Because I didn't understand how you get super duper 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 skinny and still have energy to move in the sun because it's already over 105 in Vegas at the pool. And everybody told me Adderall. So I get it. And I'm a little jealous because I'm still very fat. I'm like, looking like November, and everybody else is looking like June. It's not cool.
This bitch. It's
true.
I have to say, Katrina, did you read the post? I saw that Jamesy posted a photo of us from the reality show, which I don't even remember that scene.
I thought it was rude because I looked disgusting in the picture, but I did post what I thought that it should say. I did post my caption.
No.
I have to say.
I was editing the clip, and I had to pause it for some reason to do something. And when I paused it, that was the image that it paused at. And I was like, that's pretty funny. I'm going to save this and do it as a caption, this picture, for the Facebook page, because I thought it would be funny.
Not okay.
Because you're
not okay,
weird faces.
That was dirty.
What's crazy, I have no memory of that scene whatsoever, or me wearing that shirt with the undershirt.
Okay.
I have no...
We were drunk, we were outside, and it was close to when
I know where
got...
we were.
It was like after the first... It was within the first 2 hours. I'd say it was at like an hour and 45 minutes of us getting there. You got drunk, I got drunk and took my clothes off, and then Karen came in to mediate and was horrified, and then there's that picture.
Yeah, I don't
recall. That's not how I saw it.
Okay, well, that's how it happened. How did you see it, Jimbo?
Well, we don't want to give it away, but it started with Jeffrey and Karen sitting there talking. And you coming up in your half-nakedness with your dolphin and crashing the party.
Oh, were we bashing Katrina?
Yeah, because I'm a hoe. You're like, why not hoe out of the
Oh, no, I think we were talking about how you're always late.
Oh, no, I wasn't late. I arrived. Oh, okay, no, I was late. You're right.
Yeah, I think maybe.
But I was late, but not late naked and late, which I think makes it better because I think the nakedness erases the, I don't know, penalization for the lateness.
Duh. Oh, good God. Girl,
anyway, what happened was, spoiler alert, I showed up naked and I wanted to meet the neighbors because they're probably hot and rich because they live in L.A. So I had to go meet the neighbors, so I took my clothes off. Duh.
Oh my.
How do you people meet your new neighbors?
How
do you
treat
your neighborhood?
To.
Oh, well.
Not anymore.
Well, that's how
old.
I do
like
it,
people.
And it always works.
So,
when Jeffrey
I had the
he walks around in a bikini with his hair all puffed up in a fishbowl and goes to greet them at their door. And he's like, hello, I'm your sexy neighbor, Jeffrey.
I just wanted to know how many quarters.
Okay, now in all fairness,
like
I would have done that years ago. Absolutely. Totally would have.
Well,
but I have
did
to tell
it,
you.
And I'm telling you, seven. And the seven quarters are the amount that I measured attached to the wife that lived next door with the braided mustache. She's not happy to see me.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to put that out there. That happened.
Well,
but
so I got to tell you.
For the rest of the highlights, watch the pilot. We'll get it to you when it's ready.
Oh, dear Christ. So,
I'm
today I had me a little. Yes, we are working on a teaser. Mr. Lips is working on that, thank God. But, James, I got to tell you, I had me an adventure today.
Well, he only gets to hear. Do I get to hear or no?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you both. What happened was.
Okay.
So
tell
picture
Kitty Cat and Jimbo.
Picture it. 2013. A small house in Auburn, New York. The kids are waking up from a nap, and the doorbell rings. Uh-huh. And it's my new interview for a possible placement with two children in daycare.
Two?
Wow.
Good.
The lady's like, I need help getting this stroller. Now, I didn't answer the door because I was changing the baby. So the person answered the door, went and helped this chick bring her stroller on the porch, to which she proceeded to bring it in my house.
Okay.
Okay, her stroller. And then all of a sudden, up comes toting her man and another baby. I'm like, oh, this is going to be fun. Now,
so there's three total.
Yeah, if I could have gotten this on tape, I would be rich. Because the first thing she do is say to me, can I see your degree? How bitchy like. And, you know, usually I'm not one to not have words, but I didn't really have any. To which then she looks over, or
I'm
the man jumps in, who just went and sat on my couch, which he kind of smells. And said,
what'd he smell like? What'd he smell like? Did he smell like a homeless truck driver? Did he smell like body odor? Or did he smell like he had glaucoma?
Just the nastiness. I don't even know how to explain it. Just nastiness.
Funk.
Pure nastiness.
He just smelled like funk. Like he made them babies and hasn't showered since. Okay.
No, it wasn't like
Got
that.
It.
It was just that trashy smell. I don't know how to explain it. You know, the
like
poor folks.
Like he doesn't
smell.
Pay taxes or wash his balls.
Maybe. So he proceeds to butt in and say, well, she was left before this person was watching her and ended up being a pedophile.
What?
To which I have nothing to say, and I'm just sitting there dumbfounded with a look of, I don't even know how to describe it on my face. Like, you know, normally I'm pretty good at hiding
you?
My...
How
like,
would you
I was wearing,
to say to that?
Like, I'm just like, oh, my God, is this for real? Like, where are we going next? I can't wait.
Oh, my gosh.
To which then...
Okay.
The lady swings around and points at her other kid, who is now sitting in the chair, to tell me she has ADHD, ADD, blah, 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 blah. And if she has over 3 grams of sugar a day, she will go crazy.
What? No.
I'm just like, oh, dear Lord. So the lady proceeds to fill me in on some more of their, you know, happier adventures in their life, to which I'm just like, oh, dear God. Like, please, God, help me get them out of here.
Please leave, please leave, please leave.
So then the little girl pipes up, I want a drink.
For myself. Okay.
The little girl pipes up, I want a drink. I say, okay. So I go through the hallway and into the kitchen, you know, through the little cubby by the back stairs. And the guy follows me because he's still talking. Because at this point, I had said, you know, there's a deposit, which, you know, they couldn't really do.
Mm-hmm.
So he's following me, telling me about how he works for himself. And he does lawns and gardening and is like a moving company all wrapped into one. And he tells
so
me he's a missionary.
On Craigslist. Okay.
He's like, I'm like a missionary. Which come to find out later in the conversation, he didn't mean missionary, he meant Mason.
Shut your face.
Swear to God. And then he also pipes up out of nowhere.
That's
no.
great.
He's
okay.
like, do you know my father? And I'm like, no.
What?
Should I? And he's like, oh, you know, he, like, performs around Auburn, you know, and he's, like, you know, like a hippie.
No.
I'm like, yeah, uh-huh. no, can't say that I do. And he's like, oh, he also did an article in the paper, you know, a while back. I'm like, uh-uh, I got nothing.
No.
So, needless to say, I would love to, like, give the specific details, but I don't want to give, you know, too much personal stuff away. No, I'm not. So, all I could think of this whole time was, I'm like, well, you know, I have another interview tomorrow, and the deposits, and, you know, you have to pay more. Like, DSS doesn't pay the full rate, and I charge more. So she was like, well, why do you charge more? I'm like, because this is a higher end, this is a higher end place here, you know. And
yeah.
frankly, I go with Onondaga rates, and they're, you know, if you go to a daycare here, it's going to cost you over $200. So I kind of meet in the middle. You know, it's just, that's the way it is. You know, sorry if you can't do it, but that's how I roll.
Yeah.
To which he's like, well, maybe I could do yard work for you, which I have to say piqued my interest for all of like 10 seconds. I was like, wow. I mean, if we made him do all the yard work, all the trimming, and made the house look pretty outside, maybe that'd be worth the deposits. I'm not for certain. and he's like, well, my father does a garden, so I can garden, and it's organic. Like, I'm like, oh, God. It was just a train wreck. So needless to say, this whole time, all I could think about was giving them my mother's number and letting them go interview with her. And
you're
how hysterical it would be. So needless to say, I finally get them out of my house, and I'm telling Kelly, you know, which we got to have her on the show one night because I talk about her and Andy so much and
mm-hmm.
my favorite pee.
True.
So I'm like telling her, and she's like, that's horrible. You can't do it
to
your mother.
I need to do a Big Time the Move live with Kelly.
But I'm like, could you imagine what my mother would do if they walked into her house and tried to bring their stroller in and was like, my mother would lose her mind. She would go batshit crazy. It would be amazing. Like, I'd be, like, making Kelly leave work early so we could go sneak to my mother's house and, like, watch through the windows just to see her facial expression.
Well, here's the thing. I think your mother is a lot more, just straight up, dude. Your mother's a lot nicer than you are.
No, not when it comes to that.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm telling her.
I agree with Kat. And
I'm gonna say Mama Joyce. Mama Emmett would be a lot nicer. She'd probably be thinking the same shit, but it would just be so much classier coming out of her pretty face.
See, that's false advertisement. Because you
I
know
agree.
What my mother would do, and her exact words were, I'd have told them to get the fuck out of my house from the jump the minute they opened their mouth.
See, I don't think so.
No, she don't play.
Do it,
she does not play. Oh, hell no.
Karen would
do
it.
Karen, she would not, would she?
I don't think.
Yep.
I don't think she would do it.
No.
I think she would think it.
Uh-uh.
And I think she would ultimately be like, no, thank you.
Hold on.
But I don't think she would say that.
Thank
James?
You. Exactly.
James.
Did you say that? Did you say that when it happened to you?
No, he didn't
no,
say
I was
that.
Too busy
exactly.
being dumbfounded. Like, I couldn't believe these
exactly.
people. Like, existed.
Mom, exactly. Miss Dean
no,
dumbfounded.
Hold on.
And
I'm going to have James.
Nicer.
No, she's not. And I'm telling you right now, we're going to get to the bottom
Jimbo.
Of this. I'm going to have him call my mother.
Son. And you always embarrass her on this show, so I wouldn't be nice to you either.
I wouldn't. No way.
You don't tell too much of her business on Uncensored Radio.
No. She's going to admit it. I'm texting James her number so we can call her up, and we'll find out. We'll get it from the horse's mouth. She wouldn't be having it, especially, oh, no. Mm-mm. Nope.
Well,
she wouldn't do it.
She'd be having it, but she wouldn't say nothing at that moment. She just wouldn't be having it.
No, she would have kicked them right out of her house from the jump. No, she would have kicked them out.
She is way too much of a lady, and she has far too much class.
Yeah, y'all don't know my mother. Where do you think I get this from?
Right, but you're the reactor. You're the reactor. She probably does think exactly what you're thinking. Same thought. But you actually would say it.
You
would do it. You would.
Thank
you. Your mom is like,
thank you.
She's a little bit more.
It's conducted 1 bazillion times differently. Exactly.
And then she would call you and tell you all the things she would have done, but she wouldn't actually have done them.
James, can you get my mother on the phone, please? Can you call my mother? I sent you her number.
Here's the thing, Jeffrey. Mama Emmett still loves me, and that's all I have to say. Case at point, checkmate.
Yeah, she does love her from Katrina Johnson. It's undeniable.
Right. Therefore, the
even
woman
hates him more than she loves you.
And even though she knows better, she still is polite always. And I'm just saying she would not turn these people away.
Katrina,
in the same manner that you would.
You sound like James sounded last night.
No.
How many drinks have you had, miss?
No. Listen, I heard last night's show. I do not sound like that.
Well, drink check. How many drinks did you have today?
2.
Liar! Was it straight up like vodka martinis, like straight full-on doubles?
Well, no, I had 2, but I was off plane. So, with the altitude check, I think that makes it like 6.
Good Lord Jesus. You're sounding more like a 7 or 8 drink kind of girl because you kind of have a slur. You got that heavy slur happening.
Sally, give me something to say. Sally smells sea shells on the seashore.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally cool. I'm totally okay.
You're like, you sound like Oscar the Grouch. What does she sound like, Jeffrey? I'm surprised you haven't said anything. Where'd he go?
He's been too busy accusing his madre of whatever she's not going to say.
Oh, there she is.
Hold on. I'm calling her right now. I 3-wayed her.
Oh,
James,
my
God.
I love it.
Hello?
Yeah?
Hi. Have you been listening to the show?
No.
Oh. What the hell are you not listening to the show for?
What? I was dozing off again.
Oh. So we were talking about my interview today, Ma. You know, we were talking about the interview today and how you, my mother, would have kicked him right out of the house. She would have never had none of it. She would have told them to get the fuck out. And they're all saying, no, she would never say that. She's
agree.
Too nice.
Yes. We said you're a lady and you're classy. And even if you thought it, you would not have said it at all. Final verdict.
I agree with Katrina Johnson 100%. That's our final answer. Jesse,
we have final answer.
He would say it. He would do it, but you wouldn't have done it. You would have thought it, but you wouldn't have
done it. Yeah, she's right on, because she would.
I do like the giggles. Please explain the giggles, Mama Emmett. Tell us what you're thinking.
I know. Don't tell us we're wrong, Mama Emmett. We put our life down on the line. We put it down.
Mom.
No, I just want to live someplace else for a while to see if there's this many crazies in other places.
There are, trust me. They get worse. The more you go to the west, the worse it gets. Trust me, they're even more insane over here. Like,
oh
my
God.
Come
to my house. You'll be safe. I'll behave, I promise.
Okay.
I need you to get on Katrina because she had like 8 drinks before the show. She's slurring all her words.
That's not true.
That is not a fact. I had 2 ounces of alcohol when I was on my liar. They choose the altitude, makes it far worse. They're accusing me of 8, but that is incorrect.
It sounds
scientifically impossible.
Jeffrey,
you know how to have fun.
Doesn't it sound like an 8-cocktail slur? She's got an 8-cocktail slur going on right now.
That is impossible. If I had 8 cocktails, I would not even be slurring. I wouldn't have even dialed the number appropriately.
I don't know. She's got skills.
And you know what? I've been getting on to Jeffrey because he promised me a road trip out your girl's way.
Well, Jeffrey.
Absolutely right. It is Jeffrey's fault, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, what's going on with the road trip?
Okay.
What happened?
First off, there's no budget for a road trip because I'm not going on one, so you can't go on one. How long?
Well, we got to just make the budget. That's all.
Okay, well, Joyce.
We'll start an Indiegogo campaign.
You always say
that right
you're going to throw the 30th birthday party. I don't really want a party, but just invite Karen and Katrina, and that solves the issue.
How about you stay at Karen's house and Katrina's house, and we have an Indiegogo campaign to acquire the motorhome and the gas, and you just come out towards us, and you don't even have to cook.
I like the fact that she's drunk, but she's not drunk enough to know that I'm going to fly willingly.
Yeah, we're going to Karen and Katrina's house for your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Karen ain't going to let us stay with her, so that's not really an option. She don't do house guests.
She's a smart girl.
No, as long as they're short stays, you can stay at my house. But if it's longer than a few days, you got to go. The invitation is declined. We've already established my assholeness. Jeffrey's already called me a horrible person for
not
letting people wiggle me.
It's assertiveness, but that's okay. But you know what? I welcome you to come as long as you can because I have 2 dolphins and a ratchet poodle that need guidance. So please do come to my house. Stay as long as you can and shed some light on that situation.
That's definitely an 8-drink slur.
The 8-drink slur goes like this. Wow, so listen, I went to the mall and I bought some soup and they were awful.
I don't see the difference. You sound
show.
The same.
Damage Southwest.
Jeffrey, 2 nights in a row we've had lushes on our show. What's going on with this show?
Listen, I'm always a lush. That's accurate. I can't even deny that. I certainly can't defend it. That's unfair.
Oh, God.
I was awake, but now I'm awake.
Mama Emma, what are we going to do with her?
I have an idea.
What?
We're going to bring her to New York and have her hang out with Baby Emmett. How about that? We'll do that. Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, I love that idea.
You'll get a daughter-in-law after all, Mom Emmett.
Finally.
So.
Finally.
That's right, Baby Emmett's home.
He's back home, that's true. I need to know why Jeffrey's so quiet. He's real quiet. I don't like it when he's quiet because he doesn't know good.
He's up to
something.
He would like to have both of us as legitimate law-abiding relatives. And so even though his inner voice is telling him no, his naughty voice is telling him yes and silencing the inner no. So he's just choking himself out right now. I think that's what's happening.
No, I'm just listening to the debauchery.
Debauchery.
Yeah.
So you're enjoying yourself right now is what you're saying.
Well, no, I think you guys are crazy. And I just love the fact that my mother totally was like, because she would have kicked him out of her house because she's done it before.
We did get off the topic, Mom and Matt. You need to answer. You need to let us know which way you would go, because we thought you would not kick them out of your house, that you would have just thought it and you would have politely declined, but you wouldn't have actually, like, kicked them out.
No, I wouldn't have kicked them out, but I would have thought of some excuse real fast to get them the hell out of my house.
See, that's a nice way. We said that.
She asked me. She's like, do you know, she's got some folks, and she's like, do you know if this certain place in Auburn has bed bugs? Because I'm real nervous about that. And I don't want this bitch bringing her babies in with no bed bugs.
that's a legitimate concern.
Yeah, because some people are, you know, cleaner than others. And, you know. And it's been said that bed bugs been going around the city.
Well, that's true.
And, you know, when you're having a lot of different people in your house, and then Jeffrey told Joe that Joe was sitting where they were sitting. Joe jumped up so fast it wasn't even funny.
Poor Joey.
Exactly. So it's not just you. No, bed bugs are serious. I have a girlfriend of mine that was a flight attendant on private jets, you know, you're not flying ghetto air. You're on, like, the best of the best. And she got bed bugs in her house in Beverly Hills. And she's only stayed at Ritz-Carlton hotels all over the world. Mm-hmm. She got bed bugs.
Exactly.
Yep. Oh, my. No,
yep. She's on a private jet and only staying at Ritz-Carlton or that caliber of hotel, and she's still got them.
If you travel out of the country, out of the country, they can just hop in your luggage. Like, I mean, it's, you know what it is? They actually did a whole class on this, and they were saying back in the, like, 60s, 70s, 80s, there kind of was a bed bug, you know, kind of thing going on, and they had this one it pesticide, and it
the DEET or whatever, DDT or something.
It would kill them. But then they realized that DDT stuff actually can cause cancer, and it's like harmful.
Oh.
Like if it's, and you know, it's not like gonna give it to you if you're just exposed to it. But if you're exposed to a lot of it, if you're like the guy who has to spray it every day, you could potentially get cancer. So they took it off the market. And so ever since then, there's really nothing. I mean, there are things that can cure it, but you can't be in the vicinity of it. So that's why there's this whole surge of bed bugs, because a lot of people are doing international travel. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of those hotels, they didn't wash the comforter. They washed the sheets, but they didn't wash the comforter.
They had used reports about New York City. And the higher end hotels are the ones that have them. And this is my thing. What was the first thing I did when we got to Lexington in that hotel room?
You looked under the bed.
I fucking ripped the sheets off the bed and was checking the mattress. Same thing I did when we got to LA in that rental house. And then what freaked me out in LA was they had the like bed bug protective barrier around the mattress.
It was beautiful. It didn't bother
me. What is that?
I took it as they had bed bugs, and they were trying to keep them in the mattress. So I'm, like, unzipping
it,
trying to look in, losing my mind, like, oh, I'm not staying here.
No.
What is the protective covering?
It's like a plastic, like, kind of like it's almost like a shower cap. It wraps around the mattress really tight.
Oh, it's
so
horrible.
That, you know,
it makes
noise.
Renting, you can feel it.
If you're renting your place out to a lot of people, some people do that so that, you know, because you don't know what people are bringing with them. And that's the thing.
Absolutely.
If you do a lot of international travel, you need to be real careful, especially in the third world countries, because it's pretty rampant.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't understand why they said that people couldn't get rid of them. I thought, that's ridiculous. I guess it's
just... Well, and they were having outbreaks in the high school, not here, but movie theaters. I read something about bed bugs on planes. I mean, I saw the thing with the roaches on the plane, and that about
planes
fucking sent me into
worst.
A...
Because you don't get food. I mean, everybody sits on the same airline seat, and they don't even see them. They don't shampoo the seats every flight or every 10 flights or however often.
Oh,
and that's absolutely the perfect ideal vessel because people from all over the world are sitting on the same seat. They're not getting shampooed. And they lay eggs, and then you sit there, and you have no idea that those little eggs are... you know, landing on your pants, on your socks, on your shoes, on your sweater, on your anything.
Yep. You either take like a million like Clorox wipes and wipe everything down when you get in the plane, and then you got to kind of spray it with some disinfectant or something.
But,
no, can
I
people?
Mean,
no, somebody
so
has.
Bad and so microscopic. It's like
so
beyond. It's just scary.
It's just got bed bugs. It's just got it. Like, there's nothing you can do about it. They'll get on you.
What, are you trying to say you got bed bugs?
No, I don't have no bed bugs, but I'm just saying, like, after I took that class, it's like, it's a miracle everybody doesn't get them. Because it's like, that's, like she said, they're microscopic. It's hard to, like, treat. It's hard. I mean, everything. That's why the whole thing
is you'll
like,
never see
crazy.
How would you know? Yep, it's crazy.
So somebody that has them in their home, they can bring them to somebody else.
Yes. Yeah,
absolutely.
Because they can latch onto your clothes. Yep.
Bitch, we can't let your cousin in our house. We can't even go to your cousin's house because that bitch, she's crazy. But it's a crazy one that nobody likes, so it's okay. Like, she's fucking nuts, certifiable.
Well, what about all the diaper bags that they come in and out of our houses and
the
stuff?
The diaper bags,
yeah.
Guys, you know what the sad thing is? When I see diaper bags, I don't think of bed bugs. You know what the first thing comes to mind is I'm, like, waiting. Somebody, well, thank God I have clean kids, but if a roach came out of that diaper bag, I'm going to tell you what, that kid, the diaper bag, will be on the fucking porch waiting for the mama to come. And I'd be like, you ain't going to get your fucking deposit back because now I got to call the exterminator because there was a roach running across. Oh, hell no. Mm-mm, can't do it.
Oh, my God.
That's true. I never thought about that. You guys are in a business where you're having a lot of, you know, people coming in and out of your house all day. Like, you know, like, and little kids aren't the cleanest of
kids. Are dirty. I couldn't do
it. It's a cesspool. Yeah, they're dirty.
The only good thing about the bed bugs is I'm pretty sure, like, if one of the kids had them, you know, like, or we would see the marks on the kids.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's the only thing that makes me feel okay with that. But the roach thing, though, like there was this one family I had that I was real concerned.
Well, at least roaches are easier to get rid of.
Right? Fuck you.
Yeah.
I'd never be able to sleep. I'd have to leave the house. Like, I'd cry when it was time to go to sleep.
If I had little kids in my house, I would take them out back. I would get a gorgeous pool like Mama Joyce has, and I would just dunk the children in the pool. I would baptize the little bastards every day in disinfectant.
She'd have a pool full of deet, and she'd just dunk them in the deet.
I would.
kill all the bugs, kill all the germs. But this is my thing, Jeffrey.
I feel like, okay, feel free to come inside, everybody. Touch everything.
Were you talking?
Go ahead.
Didn't you say last week, Jeffrey, you weren't afraid of a kid with lice?
Right.
Oh,
I am.
You're not afraid of a kid with lice, but you're afraid of a roach.
Well, because the lice is teeny, teeny, teeny. So in order to see that, you really got to, you know, whatever. Because I also know it's not actually that easy to catch. Joyce was in the class with me, but it didn't matter. But a roach, that shit can look at you with its little pointy antlers and be like, could you change the channel, please? I can't.
But at least you could fight a roach. You could see the roach, but bed bugs, you can't see them.
Exactly.
They creep me out. Oh.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'd be way happier to see one little roach that I can crunch with my flip-flop.
Exactly.
Than see some little bastard shaking his head and knows there's creepy crawlers all over my head.
Oh, right.
Hell no.
The lice would jump on
go crazy.
Couch. You're going to get lice. Everybody's getting lice. Like, oh, no. That'd be horrible. Everybody's scratching their head for no reason. No.
I'm not reading. I'm sorry. It's not happening. You all ruined it. Good job.
I'm getting another profession. That's it.
Yeah, I can't do it. I just can't. But nothing, Mom, you missed it. Karen is deadly afraid of rats.
Yeah, I'm with her. Yeah, see? I want to be around
rats. Oh, my God. Rats, I cannot. Oh, my God.
I don't know who actually likes rats. It's not like it's horribly offensive to dislike rats. That makes sense.
I know.
That's right.
What?
No,
well,
we had hamsters.
Because it's just
so Karen hates rats. So
how is it
I
funny? It's not funny. Rats are awful.
Right.
Thank you. Exactly.
He just thinks it's hilarious. But I'm like, if a rat ran across your room, he would scream the loudest.
No,
oh, he sure would.
Yeah.
Oh, he sure would be. You said,
like,
oh, he had a bat in his house.
Joe.
And he was screaming like the whole place was on fire.
Exactly.
And I'm there.
Exactly. He won't even go in his attic because he thinks there's a bat in there. There's some pictures in there that he's supposed to get for me, and he still ain't went in there and got them. Because of the alleged bat sighting. I know a rat looks like a bat. You would die.
He's the first one to run.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Bullshit.
I believe it.
You
okay.
were the first one through the door, Jeffrey.
There was one on me, and I was just all like kicked it off. Bullshit, because you know what? It's your fault. Because this bitch, I rented from her for a couple of years, you know, and she told me I could have no pets. Well, I can't have no pets, but I'm just sitting there trying to watch a movie. I put the little kid that was living with me to bed, and I'm laying on my futon in my living room because I was poor and the lights off, and I keep seeing a shadow on the ceiling. I realize there's a bat. So I start screaming, trying to yell through the wall because my phone's on the floor and I can't really reach to get her attention. So I fold the futon mattress over me so I'm like the taco. And I finally get my phone to call her. And you know what she told me?
What?
What do you want me to do about it?
I did not. I came over there. You
were
a landlord.
You were a landlord. And you were like, well, let me call. You didn't have nobody to call. And then she gets my brother and my uncle over, which at this point now I've made it out of the house, but the kid's in his bedroom. At the other end of the house. I'm like, just hopefully he'll sleep through this. Well, of course he wakes up and he's like, what are you doing? What's going on? I'm like, get your ass out here. So he gets on the front porch. He's in his boxers. He goes, runs into my mom's patio and comes out with like a little kid shovel. He's like, I'll get the bat. My uncle and my brother go in to try to get the bat. They come running out like the biggest bunch of pansies you've ever met in your life, screaming that the bat's going to get him. And I'm like, could somebody...
You were the first pansy
no,
out of there.
Because I wanted my cigarettes, and they were by the futon in the living room, and nobody would go get them. So I ran my ass back in the house with the bat diving all over the place and got my damn cigarettes and walked out.
That's not how I remember
it. Yeah, of course it ain't.
You were sandwiched in that futon.
Well, it's the first, but then I got so annoyed, and I was like, well, what's it really going to do to me? I need a cigarette. It was stressing me out. Don't put a bitch in between a stressful situation with no cigarettes, because, honey, I walked through roaches and everything.
Oh.
Well, did you at least have alcohol?
No.
Okay,
it was horrible.
Absolutely not okay.
That
right.
wasn't the only time, though. Then poor Dale lived with me when we moved over to the big side, and she moved. Didn't we get another bath? And it was... In the room next to his. So he goes in, and wasn't the lock on the outside, Mom, or some weird shit? Whatever it was, we locked him in the room with the bat, and it was like a tiny room. Oh, my God, it was fantastic. He's screaming.
That's awful.
No, that was wonderful.
I would like to hear that. Can I get an impression? What did his screaming sound like?
You son of a bitch. Oh, he was pissed.
That's it?
And then
oh, okay.
there was mice to
like
boot.
It.
Mice all over the place. And then are you guys probably, do you have like do you have centipedes out in LA? I don't know. You guys have scorpions.
No, absolutely not. No.
Okay. So
now you're gonna tell me I don't remember you on top of the couch screaming like a girl because there was a centipede.
Girl, that thing was kind of laying on the floor.
For clarifying. Yes.
It was a nice summer night. I'm laying on the floor, the fans in the window in the living room, and I'm watching me some Nick at Night when they used to do the summer block party, you know, watching the Munsters, the Bewitched, or one of them. And this thing, I'm like laying, and you know how you could see something moving in front of you, like on the floor, and it's this big ass centipede. So I start screaming. It wasn't one of the boys with me, and I ended up on the back of the couch screaming my ass off. She comes running down. Oh, she was mad. But I asked her about the time that the mice ran over there and where she was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't do mice.
Well, I think they're cute.
Well, no, they're not.
Yeah,
well,
but I ain't getting down with nobody rat.
I need to convince him to dress up in all fruit by the foot or fruit roll-ups and then send him in a deserted cave with full of promises and then make the cave full of mice so that we can record the audio of what happened and play it on the show.
We don't even have to go that elaborate. All we got to do is put a mouse by Jeffrey and I know he's going to scream.
He's going to run.
We don't even have to go that elaborate. We could just, I'm telling you, here's my fear is, I'm telling you,
you're right,
a rat
you're right.
Big teeth and long tail, and it ran across your floor, you would
Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. If a rat ran across my floor, I'd be moving out that night, and I wouldn't take none of my shit. And I would throw some gasoline on the bitch, and I would burn it down. Rats is a whole different ballgame than mice. Okay, rats are big. They
can exercise, but I bet you can.
No, the rats, they could pick up babies and move them.
Yeah.
No.
Can you imagine those New York City rats? Like, they're the worst.
No, I've never actually seen a rat, a wild one. I've heard them, but I've never seen one. Like, my friend Candy, you know, she lives out in the country. She gets
all you gotta do is walk around Manhattan at night, and you just see them. They just walk around like they're part of the scenery.
Now, my friend has never had them in the house, but she'll like, you know, she has a pickup truck, and she'll put her trash in that to take it to one of her stores, and they'll get in that. But I've never seen one. Like, I've heard it scuttling around. I've booked ass because I'm not trying to see it.
Ooh.
Jeffrey, guess what I'm getting you for your birthday? I know how you feel about taxidermy. And your pro taxidermy of pets, I'm going to taxidermy you a wild rat with, like, red eyeballs and vicious teeth. That's your gift from me.
And
happy
I'm sending it to Karen.
Looking at
you, you don't even, it's going to just, you're going to know by looking in its beet red eyes that it's like,
see, that brings up a thing of revenge I always wanted to do to somebody that I really, really hated was send them a box of cockroaches.
What? Tell me right now.
Because could you imagine, you know, if you, yeah, if you open a box and cockroaches, you saw cockroaches, you'd throw the box and scream, right? Not thinking.
Right. Yeah,
instantly,
that's horrible.
And they would get all over your house. That's what I wanted to do to one of my enemies.
That's evil, but I like it, but it's wrong.
I couldn't even do that to somebody.
That's right.
Wrong. It's too wrong. That's too wrong.
I think it's ingenious.
Like that's instant karma. Like, I would feel like something really bad is about to happen to me for doing that.
Have you ever seen that movie Problem Child, the second one, where they move and the kids got cocked and he lets it loose?
I went on a date with the kid that was the problem child, and he had a hair. And I never lived it down because everybody told me that when I was a kid, I dated somebody with no soul. And it stuck, and I cannot, from this day on, date anybody with red hair.
That's so funny.
Oh,
yeah, that movie, I could not eat salad for the longest time after that scene.
Ooh, I'd never seen it. What was it? They put a roach in a salad?
No, he had, like, a playhouse up in his room that was filled with, like, his roach family. So he hated this bitch called Tawanda. It was with John Ritter. Go watch it. It's kind of funny. And his wife said
it's
too.
It's not.
And he puts lets the roaches out because this chick cooked a dinner and she's just an evil bitch. And he, like, let them out. So she's chomping away on the salad. They're all in the salad, and one's, like, crawling up her face. Oh, dear God. Like, I hope she got paid millions because there is not a dollar amount you can pay me to be in a scene with roaches crawling. And they were the big ones, you know, like the Madagascar hissing cockroach. Like, it wasn't nobody local.
They were
fake.
Right. You
were both.
They were
Texas-sized
roaches.
Like, badly.
Like, no way. There's
no
way.
Let me tell you a horrible, horrible story. And this is true. True story. There was this McDonald's. It was probably, it was in a fancy neighborhood. Like, in Texas, if you had, like, a Beverly Hills, this was that neighborhood. It was a fancy neighborhood in Dallas, right? Loads of money. Loads of money. And, like, one of the, it was, I'll put it to you this way. It was one of the coaches for, like, the Mavericks. One of the coaches, it was his wife, went to a McDonald's and got a McDonald's salad. And why was there a rat in her salad, like a white rat?
No.
I'm not.
Well, it had to be
it was
little.
No.
It was on
where?
The news. It was a rat in there.
Well, they had that on.
Wait a minute. There was a rat in the salad at McDonald's?
Yes,
in Texas,
it was on the
Mom.
News, it was everything. And
oh,
the lady, you know,
my
she's
God,
rich.
I'm
going to
throw up,
like,
all over the place.
Yeah, she was like, all I want is an apology. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I would be, write my check, McDonald's, write my check.
Oh, I would be too, write my check.
Yeah,
indeed. Let
that
me
happened
go.
In
I wouldn't
Bell.
Have, oh.
She said,
remember?
Oh, she wanted was an apology. She said, you know, she was like, she wasn't able to eat. She said she couldn't eat for, like, 3-4 months. Like, she just, every time, she just couldn't. It was just, like, she literally was like, and they showed her, and, like, she had doctor's reports and all this stuff, because she was, like, they're having to feed her intravenously, because she just could not
so gross.
Eat. Like, she could not physically eat because of that. It traumatized her. And I was like, I would be traumatized, too.
Well, I've had that actually happen to me. I had a worm in my stuffing. Do you remember that? Like, we had, no, it was homemade. Like, I think it fell off the ceiling. I don't know what they were, but they were these little white worms, like tiny, tiny worms with red heads, and they would get in, like, the flour or whatever, and it was like warming up food after a holiday. In the microwave, and I started eating, and I looked down, and there's this fucking worm with its little red head peeking out. Joyce, do you remember? I didn't eat for a while.
Oh, my God. I was dying.
I could hear you screaming.
Oh, I would cry. I would die. I would scream. I would shit my pants. I mean, it would be all that.
And it was a tiny little, like, it was a size, and the thing is I had this thing with maggots, and it was, like, kind of like that size, maybe a little bigger, because, you know, we had a garbage house where you'd throw the garbage, and then when it gets warm, you'd get maggots, and, like, I'd have to, like, it was just a horrible thing. It really traumatized me. So to this day, when it's warm weather out, I will not take trash out. Like, Joe has to do it. I won't even get near.
That's how it is.
Why is that you're late? Real reason, huh?
No, that's how it is in Texas. Because of the humidity, it'll turn that food into maggots, like, within a heartbeat.
I won't get near it. I won't get near it.
Don't let dog on the side of the road, because it's all maggot-filled by the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah. And the crazy thing is, it's like...
Sorry. I need to know, Karen, how your garbage got turned into my ex-boyfriend. How does that happen?
I'm sorry. I don't know. It's one of God's little miracles.
Not great.
Well, again, there was another movie that did this to me. So, you know, I was already traumatized about maggots. And then, no, I watched Lost Boys. Have you seen that? Everybody's seen it, right?
Yes.
The rice, I could not eat rice. Forever, for years, I could not eat rice because of it turned into maggots and Lost Boys.
Ugh. Remember Poltergeist when the one guy, his food turned to maggots, and then he went to the mirror and his face turned to maggots?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Like, that gave me nightmares, that maggot thing.
Exactly. No, no, thank you.
I don't want scary stuff anymore. Trust me, I don't. I can't. Like, the last scary movie I saw I think, was either The Sixth Sense or it was The Others. And I had bad dreams. Like, I, at the time, I didn't have, like, anyone living with me. I was living alone. And I was like, never again. Why do I do this to myself? I was miserable. Like, I get scared, and I have a boyfriend that lives with me.
I'm the same way.
Don't close the door. I get scared. I'm like, don't close the door.
No, I can't do it.
If he's not in the room with me and we go to bed together, he has to keep the door open until he comes to bed. Otherwise, I'm flipped out.
At least you'll be willing to even see it. I won't because I'm a screamer. So I scream and humiliate I humiliate the weave off of myself. And I humiliate anybody who lives with me. So all of my friends know better than even go. They won't go with me because I will dig my claws into their arm and scream, and they'll be bleeding and their eardrums will be ringing by the time we leave. So nobody, first of all, will see one with me. And I don't even want to see one because I'm too scared. I'm a big old sissy. And I actually did a horror film, and it was the worst god-awful film I've ever seen in my life, and I was in it, and I can say that. And so, even after...
I did a horror film, and I wasn't scared because I set everything up, but I can't watch horror films. Like, I just can't. I can't.
We should know better, really. We should know better, and I don't at all.
Right. You know what I was going to ask you, Jeffrey? You said you watched Iron Man the other day. How did you watch Iron Man with that scene where Air Force One starts to crumble? Because I was like, hold up, there's like an airplane crash scene here. How did you watch this?
I don't know. That one didn't really freak me out. But I was just watching, what the hell you call it? I turned on Body of Proof there to catch whatever the latest episode was, and there was a plane crash, and I'm like, oh, Lord Jesus, I can't watch this shit. And Joe just looked at me because he saw the scene, and, like, the plane was going down, and he's like, oh, God, here we go. Yeah, I can't do it. I just, nope, not worth it.
That's funny.
I want to pull a bitch on the move and come to Auburn and watch you watching plane crashes. And I want to.
Oh, I get all into it. Because not only will I watch them, then I'll go find whatever clip it is, and then I will go Wikipedia and read everything there is to read about it. I'm telling you, I could probably land a 747 at this point, and I could tell you all the things you need not do if something should arise. Like, if you're going into an aerodynamic stall, do not pull up. Go down. Go down and get your speed back up, bitch. It don't matter. Go down. Get your speed up.
What is this?
Because, right, see, you would tell me exactly how to land it, but you would not be on it while it was landing. And that's
the
part that cracked.
Yeah, ain't happening. No, because I'm telling you, all these plane crashes, these fools, like, it'll go into a stall, and, you know, if the plane's going down, what would be your first instinct? You're going to try to pull up. But that makes the plane airspeed, and which in return makes it go into a full stall and makes it go boom.
Okay.
So you
got to go down? No to self, go down.
Yeah, because if you're stalling, it's because your airspeed, you're not going fast enough. Because that's what part of the things that's keeping the plane in the air is your speed. So if you start to slow down too much, the plane's going to fall out the sky. So you need to increase your speed, go down. I don't know really the whole technical stuff anymore. But you need to go down to go up. That's what I know.
And then after you're just going down, then what do you do?
I like that one movie that with what's his name, how he, like, flipped the plane upside down.
Right.
To slow it down, and he was, like, trying to, like, slow it down so he could, and he was like, okay, this is one way I can slow it down. I thought that was pretty ingenious.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
That's funny. Well, I'm glad to know that all of you are scared of rats right along with me. I am
and we all hate
know
bed bugs.
That we all hate bed bugs and roaches.
Yep.
And maggots are the absolute worst. So in the event we ever have a maggot situation, I know you guys will run right with me. I won't feel embarrassed when I start crying.
And we know that Mama Emmett is much nicer than Jeffrey and would be far more polite about weirdos in her house.
She will show them the door. She will show them the door in a very polite and strategic way. Unlike
exactly.
her son.
Oh, and there we go. Kick the salty rope.
Good night, everybody.
Love you.
Peace. Look out for them roaches.
Invest in pesticides and light bulbs.
Why does the Midge keep trying to Skype me?
She likes it.